This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv Tuesday in an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the statement on Tuesday.
I don't want to suggest that all $1 billion worth of equipment is on the battlefield, but what you will see is a steady flow week by week. It's not like we've got to wait well out into the future before stuff starts getting delivered.
Is part of the $95 billion aid bills, Congress authorized nearly $61 billion worth of various forms of aid to Ukraine, and the White House pledged to get the weapons into Ukraine swiftly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet ministers were heckled on Monday at a Memorial Day ceremonies in honor of fallen soldiers and Israeli civilians and the victims of hostilities. A person called Netanyahu garbage as he ended his speech addressing bereaved families in Jerusalem. The man whose voice was heard shouting as Netanyahu stepped down in the audience was asked by members of the public to keep quiet, but he replied, "There's nothing to respect. He killed my children." Much public anger in Israel has focused on Netanyahu's government. Street demonstrations against the government have become a constant fixture, with protesters demanding the release of more than 130 hostages. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the U.S. worries efforts undertaken by AI by China could undermine national security.
China's official news agency, citing the foreign ministry, says the two sides would take up issues including the technological risks of AI and global governance. The National Security Council at the White House comments the U.S. team is being led by presidential advisor and senior director for technology and national security, Tarun Chhabra, and the State Department's acting special envoy for critical and emerging technologies, Seth Center.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. A secret recording Michael Cohen made of Donald Trump played at his hush money trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
In September 2016, Trump's then lawyer Michael Cohen set up a deal with his boss to buy Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an affair which he denies, so it would not be public. Cohen secretly taped Trump.
I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with...
Yes. Weisselberg, then CFO of Trump's company, Trump asking about paying the deal in cash.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay the cash.
No. I got...
The jury heard the tape Monday. Trump denies charges he falsified business records to cover hush money payments. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Millions of Indians across 96 constituencies began casting their ballots on Monday as the country's gigantic six-week-long election edges past its halfway mark. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third straight term with an eye on winning a supermajority in Parliament. Monday's polling in the fourth round of multi-phase national elections across nine states and one union territory, will be pivotal for Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, as it includes some of its strongholds in states like Uttar Pradesh, crucial seats in two states where the BJP governs. An alliance with regional parties are also up for grabs in this particular phase. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.